Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Boar on the floor. One of the craziest episodes of TV I have ever seen. Season 2, Episode 3 of Succession, Hunting, the AfterBuzz After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, AfterBuzzers? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Succession After Show. As I just said, Season 2, Episode 3, Hunting. Oh my gosh, what a crazy, crazy episode. I'm your host, Ryan Nilsson. I am the head of the Popcorn Talk Network here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm on the Succession After Show, and as you can see, I'm alone today. I got no Shaka Smith, Shaka Strong, but we miss him, and Jeremy Dan as well. He is off teaching, but they picked a heck of an episode to miss, because this is one of the craziest episodes of TV I have ever seen. And this show has really thrown a ton of surprises at me. As you know, I love the show. Again, Ryan Nilsson, I absolutely adore the show from season one. Season two has been great, but this one just upped the ante. Wow, guys. Again, we are live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So please, you know, watch us live. Comment in the chat. We got the chat roll up right here. I'll be looking at the comments, but stay tuned later for our news and gossip. We're gonna be talking about what the composer has done for this show, what he's been doing, bringing in the music, all the vibes and the process he had for doing that, as well as our special segments where we have savage quotes of the episode and flex moments, the Shaka Strong flex moments of the episode where you flex your wealth. What character did that? But for now, let's break down this episode. Holy cow, this is crazy. So, okay, just starting out with the Hungary hog hunting trip. They decide, yeah, we're gonna buy Pierce. That's the company we want to go after. Logan decides he wants to buy the news company Pierce PGN, which is apparently one of the biggest news companies in the world in this show, and no one is with him. Everyone says, yeah, we're good. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go do it. No one is for it. Everyone has doubts. Everyone's second guessing him. And he doesn't really see it. It's going right over his head in a way, which is maybe one of his big flaws. But he decides to schedule a trip to Hungary to boost morale. Just a company retreat, a yearly retreat where they're going to boost morale after making one of the biggest decisions to by this company that he's ever made, and no one has faith in pulling that off. And there's already some tension between Kendall and Roman right before they go in the office. You know, Kendall says he's for the move, as does Roman, and obviously Roman thinks Kendall's, you know, lying. And Kendall, well, we don't really know what Kendall thinks, because he's in a bit of that zombie Friday the 13th hunter phase. But they decide to go to Hungary, do some hunting, and before they go, Shiv tells Tom, hey, because of me inheriting that company, we cannot buy Pierce. That's like a rattlesnake trying to take down a bull. It's not going to happen. It's too big. You got to tell Dad not to do that. And of course, Tom does not want to be the guy. I don't think anyone wants to be the person to tell Logan Roy no. But especially not Tom, considering he's married to his daughter. So that's his assignment. She even says, go for it, soldier. You know, what's wrong, meatbag? Which was definitely getting under his skin. That relationship's getting a little shaky. I don't really think they're on the same page. They definitely think they are, but they're not. And especially when it comes to Shiv having Tom do her dirty work, which is talking to her dad. She could call the dad up, but that might ruin the special deal that she may or may not have. So she has Tom do the dirty work. And so Tom has a mission to do that. And Kendall just has a mission to please the dad. And we don't really know what's going on with Roman. He gets a mysterious call once they arrive in Hungary. He's just walking with Roman with their shotguns. They're going to the range to hunt the boar. And on the way there, he talks to Kendall and Roman, have a discussion where Roman gets a call from someone. We don't even hear the other side of the line, but you can tell he's a little uneasy. He doesn't know what's going on. He's like, yeah, just pass it through. And Kendall knows something's up. He knows there's something wrong. He knows someone on that phone, there's something up. But anyway, they proceed to hunt. All the while this is happening, we have a really interesting storyline going on where there's an autobiography being written about Logan Roy. Of course, he's not writing it himself, but this author is, and someone spoke. Someone spilled the beans on something related to Logan, and that goes to the first scene of this episode, which was Greg, 22, 23-year-old Greg, doesn't know right from wrong, doesn't know better, met up with the reporter, and before he established the terms and conditions, before he said off the record, he already spilled that Logan Roy is a scary and intimidating individual, which was on the record. He said it, and he also said a few other things he shouldn't have said, and he is the guy who spoke. Obviously, he can't let them know, but they make an announcement on the plane. Whoever spoke, whoever is the rat that leaked something negative about Logan, Logan might kill them, honestly. So Greg tells Tom, oh my God, you know, he confides in Tom where he says, trust no one. Why'd you tell me that? And we just have a crazy storyline. So let's talk about this hunting trip. I found it to be absolutely hysterical. Them just sitting or standing on those wooden beams, shooting boar being chased out by dogs. We have a gif up there of them. That was nuts. They already can't really hit moving targets, but they're out in the open. I don't think one of them got shot. We didn't see one boar die. I think they cut to a dead boar, but we never see anyone making the shot. So we don't know who's the dead eye there. But a really funny moment there where they're just, yeah, we're hunting boar for the day. Fun. You know, in the meantime, Shiv is all at home alone, and she is sent by Logan to babysit Connor, who's, as we know, is running for president. And he's thinking about posting this video of him in his kitchen, just talking about America and avoiding his tax returns, which, of course, can relate to today. But this is someone outwardly speaking about how he hasn't paid a lot of his taxes, and that would just look bad for the entire family as a whole. And she tells him, you know, hey, don't post it. It's crazy. And he offers her a job. What? He offers her to be his chief of staff, to be the head of his campaign. She just got fired or quit another campaign and is offered a job to work for Logan and maybe inherit the company. But she's just getting offered jobs, getting them taken away willy-nilly. Kind of nuts. But we learn that he actually has legit campaign runners on his campaign. Like, he has some serious guys that might bilk him out of his money. So interesting stuff there. You know, Shiv takes out his girlfriend for a drink to try to convince her, and as we know, she wants to be in a play. She wants to make her debut on Broadway, and she tells him, well, listen, if these guys take advantage of Connor, how much money do you think he's gonna have? I mean, they could take a couple million from him, and there goes your Broadway dream. Who's going to pay for that then? No one. So that very, very smart of Shiv to do that, to kind of use those tactics, go to Willa and, you know, tell her to pump the brakes. She uses that leverage of the Broadway money against her. And now she's probably going to whisper in Connor's ear not to post it. But before they leave the bar, we find out that the video has leaked online and he could face potential jail time. So we're going to need to find out next episode if Connor, who was going to run for president, might face jail time. Hysterical. That's probably the funniest storyline in this whole thing, because the rest of the episode is very serious. But before we go back to the to what's going on in Hungary, we just want to thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk. Again, I absolutely adore this show. Thank you, AfterBuzz, for giving me the platform. Please hit that like button, subscribe, comment below. We know a few of you in the live chat will please comment after the video is uploaded. And if you go on iTunes and give us a 5-star review, I will shout you out on air. In fact, we have a few five-star reviews from last week that I'm going to shout out a little later, but stay tuned for that. Again, thank you so much for making the ESPN of TV talk. You guys are the real heroes. Thank you. Back to the episode. So Shiv gets hit on by a guy at the bar, which I kind of thought she was over all that. I thought she was now taking her relationship with Tom very seriously. I know they've had an open relationship in the past, but it's definitely one leaning towards her being more open and, you know, having polygamy than him. He's been pretty loyal for the most part. And yeah, she makes out with them. She cheats again. We don't know if they go all the way, but it was pretty inferred, which is kind of lame considering she just sent Tom to do her dirty work, which was, hey, tell my dad to pull out of this big deal that he's really focused on and doing and pursuing. Yeah, be the guy, the fall guy for that. Meanwhile, I'm going to cheat on you while you're gone. I know it's not cheating if it's an open relationship, but just pretty interesting on Shiv's part. I mean, she's just taking advantage. She's just kind of out for herself, really. She's a pretty selfish character, but I love Shiv. She's probably the smartest one on the show. So now we're going back to Hungary, and this is where this episode just went off the rails crazy, and I thought I was going to need to pause it and take a breath. Wow. So they just finished hunting. We don't know who got the boar. And they're eating. This is a company meeting. And we've had a few legendary dinner scenes in the show. None compared to this. Absolutely none. I don't even think this might be the best dinner scene in all of entertainment, quite frankly. It was incredible. I felt like I was watching a Shakespeare play, which, by the way, they had a Shakespeare reference today with Hamlet. I felt like I was watching a Shakespeare play and everyone's wine was poisoned and people were just falling by the wayside. Of course, no one died in this episode, but it felt as crazy as that. So let's break this down. So again, the big things going against Logan this episode, he wants to buy Pierce, the company Pierce. No one is for it, but everyone's making him think they're for it. Also, there's a rat on the team. We know it's Greg. The first scene of the episode, Greg was speaking to the reporter, the author, and he said something he shouldn't have. He was an idiot, and he's trying to just lay low because Logan might actually kill him if he finds out that Greg was the one who leaked. So we have that going on. He knows there's a leak somewhere. He wants to buy this company. No one's for it. And he just brought back Frank, who was the guy who helped Kendall stage the coup last season or the no confidence vote. We haven't seen Frank in a minute, so good to see him back. And he gives him a watch with just a crazy quote on the back saying, you know, you're standing with gods and like know your place. And he's like, this is nice. That's nice. And then the dinner begins. Or I don't even know if the dinner begins. They start having drinks and Logan is all about getting everyone drunk. Everyone drink, dig in. And Tom is the fall guy. Jerry and Carl are like, you have to be the one. Your family, you have to be the one that tells them that we're not for this. We're having doubts on Pierce. And Tom goes up to him and says, hey, listen, what I'm about to make an announcement, but I don't believe it. But trust me, I'm gonna do this announcement. Just don't believe what I'm saying. He's like, what? And he's like, some people are having doubts. They're having doubts about Pierce. I'm going to make the announcement. I'm for it. I have to say it. And Logan's just like, what is going on? I have no idea what you're talking about. And he starts, you know, everyone dig in, drink. And this is where we get the first hint that Logan's about to lose his shit, for lack of a better term, where a random character, I don't think we've seen this guy the entire show, but a random character in the corner is drinking. Logan's doing like a little toast for everyone, and he starts to head for the door to use the restroom, and he goes, hey Ray, where are you going? He's like, I'm just using the restroom. We'll piss in a bucket because we're all having a moment here. And everyone just stands silent, like, is he serious? And he's like, yeah, don't use the restroom, like, we're having a moment, we're vibing here, come on, we're talking strategy, we can't have you going. And in one of the most awkward silences I've ever seen on film, they all just stare at Ray. And you know he has to use the bathroom. And he slowly walks over to one of the tables where there's an ice tray. And he takes a bucket, dumps the ice, takes the bucket. And he's about to pee in it. And then Logan breaks and goes, oh, come on, Ray. I'm just yanking your chain. You don't have to piss in that bucket. It was, oh my gosh, that was so awkward. I don't know what I would have done. I was so intimidated. It was a hint of what's to come later in this episode, because it was him just using his stance, his power, flexing. That was a flex moment, honestly. Flexing, just saying like, nah, you have to use the bathroom? Come on. Piss in a bucket. You're not leaving on my watch while I'm talking. Wow. Crazy. Oh my goodness. So they proceed to eat dinner, and right off the bat, you know Frank's there for not just for financial advice. He's there for another reason. And Logan clearly brought him there so that he could basically execute him on the floor in front of everyone and intimidate the entire company, because he just immediately asks, hey, Frank, do a toast. Does a toast. He says to old friends. They take a drink and immediately he's like, Frank, why'd you come? It's like you invited him, man. You're asking him why he came here? Okay, Frank, why'd you come? And he goes, oh, you invited me. Yeah, but why'd you come? Honestly, because you, I fired you. You couldn't get another job. You applied to like 3 or 4 places. None of them interviewed you. Your wife's out gallivanting, probably cheating on you. Just totally rips him apart verbally in front of everyone. Almost like shooting a boar, which is what they were hunting. Oh my gosh. It was almost like he was eating him on the table in that scene. Wow. Logan Roy has got to be one of the most demonizing evil characters I've ever seen on TV. Just horrifying. Here's the scene right here, a clip, or a picture, rather. Just wow. And, you know, the fireplace is behind him. They're just giving all types of hellish imagery. Absolutely insane. And that teed up the rest of his game, which was, we're going to find out who the mole is. We're going to find out who's this rat, which he didn't even know about until they were flying to Hungary. So he didn't plan this. This was clearly off the cuff Logan Roy. But he's so clever. He's just using that as the example. It's really quite amazing. So right after that, Carl and Jerry are like, Tom, this is the moment. And he's just like, this is absolutely not the moment. F off. Crazy. So this is where the episode, this is the peak pinnacle. This is where it just got crazy. Boar on the floor. This was college hazing madness. Okay. He goes around the table, asks who's for the Pierce vote, who's not. Tom says, yeah, I'm for it, but I'm here to voice that the people who aren't. He immediately says, go on that side of the room. No explanation, go on that side of the room. Same thing with Carl, go on that side of the room. Carl's not for it, go on the side of the room. Jerry says, if I'm being honest, not for it. And he's like, I respect honesty. And then the next moment he asks Greg, what are you feeling? He's like, I've had my doubts. And he tells him to go on the other side of the room. And he's like, well, wait a minute. You said, I thought the game is you're rewarded for being honest. He's like, there's no rules, Greg. This was hysterically terrifying. That's how I can. That's how I would verbalize this episode. Hysterically terrifying. Because it was really funny watching everyone at a loss for words, having no idea how to react or behave in this moment. But absolutely terrifying if you're there, because you're getting ripped apart every seam. So now there's 3 people on one side of the room, and he knows one of them is the rat. One of them leaked the story for the autobiography, and one of them's also leaking the details about Pierce, about them trying to acquire Pierce, which might ruin their entire plan, honestly. So he does this game called Boar on the Floor, where he takes 2 sausages, throws them at the 3 guys, and whoever doesn't get a sausage, whoever doesn't eat the whole sausage, automatically is the one who leaked it, which is insanity. There's no way you can judge like that, especially when you have a guy who's in his 20s, another guy who's in his late 30s, and then another guy who's well into his like 50s or 60s. there's just an unequal advantage. This was insanity. This was the craziest thing Logan Roy has ever done. And that is saying something for the show. He has slapped a child in past episodes. He has overpoured coffee. He has gone into work 2 days after a stroke. This guy has done some messed up crap. And this was the craziest thing he's ever done in front of the whole company. And he got everyone else, while he threw the sausages at them, to chant "bore on the floor" like it was a college frat hazing. I was standing up watching this entire sequence because I could not believe what was happening before my eyes. Wow, one of the most epic, crazy instances of just displaying your power. It was amazing and horrifying and just incredible television. Honestly, the show is, you cannot stop watching. It's like a car crash with this family. You just cannot stop watching. Do you want to take a quick sip of water? All right. So Tom doesn't get a sausage and he's like, "He took my sausage, Logan, he took my sausage." Which is so, it just speaks to Tom as a character as a whole, and that, you know, at the end of the day, if he's scrounging on the floor and he doesn't get it, he's gonna whine and complain. Like, he doesn't have the actual tenacity and strength. It's messed up how they showed that, but really effective. It's an incredible display of what power and money can do to someone, and just how much control they have over employees. It's really quite horrifying. But yeah, just an absolutely humiliating scene. And they're intercutting this with, you know, Shiv back at the bar, and she's kissing the other guy. So I'm just feeling for Tom this episode. Meanwhile, you know, we got Kendall and Roman, who are still, they've had this dither the entire show. And the way I feel about this relationship is Roman is really jealous of Kendall, even though Kendall is at his low point right now. And he's just there to serve his dad. Roman still hates him. Roman still just cannot stand him. And we find out what the phone call was. Because at one point, Roman is videotaping them scrounging around for the sausages. And that could get the entire company in trouble if people actually saw that. So Kendall takes the phone and tries to delete it. And in the meantime, he sees, you know, that Roman clearly doesn't want him to have his phone. And in the process, he learns, oh, Roman spoke to the publisher, the person who Greg talked to, and he was the guy who leaked it. And he calls him out in front of everyone, which was nuts. And it turns out, you know, Roman was actually planning on surprising his dad by settling the whole thing and bribing the publisher. But that's not what it looked like at all. And just, again, a huge reversal. Roman thinks he's got the upper edge. Kendall spoils it for him. And now Kendall's on top. Roman's on the bottom. Really, really fascinating. I feel like we're getting a lot more of Roman this season than last. And we're learning that he just wants to impress his dad. Which is what I think all these characters want to do. Here's the photo right there. He just wants to impress his dad. And he's super jealous of Kendall. Wow, they had a messed up childhood. And I think he's going to do anything he can, in any way he can, to really end up on top. But yeah, so again, we leave Roman this episode just at an absolute low. And he's begging Jerry for advice, business advice. Like, what do we do? And Jerry's like, hey, maybe don't ask your girlfriend for what to do, because it was his girlfriend's idea to surprise his dad. He's like, how about ask a professional, me? Which might be another play by Jerry to kind of get in the mind of this Roy family. I think Jerry is low-key, like, super playing the long game here. Like, she honestly might end up with the company, because she has been there from the start. She's done everything. She knows everything. And yeah, so she's now maybe in cahoots with Roman. All right, let's get to the next thing. Just to close out that entire crazy dinner scene. You know, at the very end, he asks for a vote of everyone who's in favor of the Pierce vote. And Kendall brings him to reality by telling him, look, no one's for it. We're all against it, Dad. They're all scared of it. Everyone's having doubts. And he's like, newsflash, we're doing it. So now we're going to need to figure out in the next coming episodes, how is he going to acquire Pierce? What's that process going to be like? What enemies are going to form from that? And is it even possible? Are they going to lose the company by trying to do that? It's nuts. There's a really funny scene this episode between Shiv and Tom where Tom tells her, we're acquiring one of the most, you know, upstanding news organizations out there. And she's like, well, once we acquire them, where are we going to get our news? Because I actually care about getting the news from someone reliable. And he's like, well, I mean, this will just be one branch. There'll be another branch of different types of news. She's like, yeah, but we actually need news. If all the news organizations are owned by us, how can we trust any news? Really funny point, kind of maybe winking at today. Wow. And then, you know, it ends by everyone going to bed. And then the next morning at brunch, Logan's like, sorry if it got a little crazy last night. It's like, dude, you were having three of your employees literally fight over sausage because you were going to accuse one of them of leaking information about the company. You were off your rocker, old man. You're off your rocker. Madness. Utter madness. And yeah, obviously the episode, it closes out with Jerry recommends to Roman do the management training, and Shiv meets up with Tom, and Tom says, hey, I want more input on the tactics of our relationship and how to maybe acquire this company, because it sounds like I'm doing a lot of the dirty work, and also it was absolute hell doing what I had to do there in Hungary. She's like, all right. And Shiv gets a call from Logan saying, time to bring you in. So that's where we end this episode. Really fascinating stuff. I think Shiv, moving forward, I think Logan's playing her. I know Shaka and other members of our panel had a different idea with that, but every time Logan builds someone up, it's just so he can tear them down really hard later. And I think that's exactly what he's doing with Shiv. Shiv might be smart enough to recognize it sooner rather than later, but the thing is, she doesn't have a fallback plan. She's no longer on that campaign. She didn't take her brother's campaign, obviously, and she's out of a job. So now her job is to babysit Connor. She just failed at that. He might be going to jail next episode. And it's kind of fascinating that he's bringing her in. So we'll see what's going on. I wanted to just move along, guys. Again, please comment below your thoughts in the chat. I'm really excited to hear other people's thoughts on this episode. I honestly think this is the best episode of the show yet. It was just absolutely crazy. We went to a new level in insanity with Logan Roy, and I loved every second of it. Completely savage. So I want to move on to one of our special segments. It is Savage Quotes. Cha-ching. Cha-ching. A lot of savage quotes this episode. We had a really good one at the end there. Oh my goodness. Okay, so the moment Tom speaks up at the dinner table while right before being sent to go eat a sausage, he's like, I just wanted to say something about, I think people are having doubts about Pierce. And he goes, pipe down, Tom, until you tell me I got a grandson coming. Or are you shooting blanks? Wow. Savage. Okay. Next thing. I have a few, by the way. Oh my goodness. So they're entering the dinner, and Tom is speaking with Jerry and Carl, and Jerry goes, come on, right on the battlefield. We're in Europe, Tom. That's where heroes are born, on the battlefield. And Tom goes, yeah, also where they're killed. Great quote. And finally, the last quote we'll do is when they're on the plane on the way there, Logan refers to one of his employees as, we're going to get a little expletive here, but this is from the show. He refers to one of his employees who finds rats as a rat effer. And Greg asks Tom, yeah, is he actually that bad of a guy? Will you think he'll actually find who leaked the information? He goes, yeah, he's a rat effer, Tom. That's what rat effers do. They F. Amazing. I already kind of went through the flex moment, but the major flex moment of this episode was Logan Roy telling a guy he can't go to the bathroom and to piss in a bucket and then laughing it off after making him get moments away from doing it in front of the entire company. Major flex moment. All right, guys. So now, as we tease up top, we're going to cut to the news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so this is coming from a Variety article. The composer of the Succession, you know, the guy who does the opening, Nicholas Britell, really famous composer. He did the score for the film, Academy Award-winning film Moonlight. He had an article, an interview with Variety this past week about making music for the 1%, the Roy family, those on Wall Street, etc., etc. Basically said when he wrote the opening track, it was almost a late 1700s dark classical tone of a song, which is very interesting. He said when he was writing, he was trying to imagine what would the Roy family imagine, you know, music for them that would describe their family. What's the music that they think they would sound like? So that's the approach he had to something like this. He also said it's a dark, courtly genre that he would describe the track as. He was going to saying that there needed to be some seriousness, but also some over-the-topness with that opening song because the show gets a little absurd and funny sometimes. So I think that opening song really accents the entire tone of the show perfectly, and that's exactly what you want from the opening song and a consistent track throughout. So I absolutely think that's really fascinating. He also has some input on tracks and songs that are used throughout the show, which we know there's a lot of hip-hop that Kendall listens to. He said hip-hop's really universal. As a New York native, you know, he's found that, like, plenty of people listened to hip-hop for the past 50 years. It's like this new profound art form, and it just has so many possibilities. So that's why they include a lot of hip-hop throughout. You know, he had a lot of input on things that Adam McKay, who was the creator of the show, like The Big Short, Vice, he had a lot of input on the songs used in those films. So Nicholas Britell, just a really unique addition to this entire series. He wanted to be serious, but serious with the sound of music. And this is, again, coming from the article, him quoting, he said, "And when I wanted to be more absurd or funnier with the music, he would actually be even more serious." So he's taking really serious music in serious scenes to actually make it funny. Fascinating. That was the news and gossip for this evening. So we're just going to close this out with predictions. We're short on time.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. Wow. Yes, predictions. Wow. There we go. The preview for next episode looked nuts. As if this episode wasn't crazy enough, the preview for next week looked absolutely insane. It looked like there was some kind of medical emergency and people were getting ushered out of the building. It looked like there was a safety concern. And then we also get a shot of Kendall on the roof or the top of the building where there's the glass protector with his head against the glass, almost like he's about to lean off the building. Whoa. And that they're trying to acquire Pierce next episode, like going all in on that. And I think Shiv is involved. I think there's going to be a development with someone getting exposed. I think Kendall might be maybe his actions from the end of last season with the car and killing the busser. I think that might be on the verge of getting leaked. Maybe I think Roman's going to do it. I think Roman is going to find that out. He has to get a leg over Kendall and he's going to leak that. And I think that's the reason we see Kendall just absolutely horrified and devastated in that preview. And I also predict that Shiv is going to be brought in for this acquiring of Pierce, and she's going to be the fall guy in some way or the other. I think that Logan is going to use her for this acquisition, and then it's going to be her downfall. Those are my predictions. I'm really curious to hear what you guys think, so please comment below. At me on Twitter. You can find me at Ryan Nilsen underscore. That's RyanNilsen underscore Nilsen, NilSen. Please tweet at me throughout the week. Leave those comments on iTunes. Oh, right before we leave, I know we have the music playing. I'm just going to shout out the five-star reviewers. So we got Tomps05. He says, I love the commentary and the fact that the review is compromised of voices beyond me to journalists. Great, you have a business voice, especially in discussing succession. Yes, Jeremy Dan, we miss you. I also have a business minor, by the way. The triumphant points that View provide a thorough look at one of the best shows on TV/stream. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much. One more. Barney Barn. Great handle. Great season 2, episode 2 recap. That's from last week. And discussion gang. He has a prediction himself. He says Logan is going to be pulling the rug out from Shiv, just like he did with Kendall. But she's the smartest person on the show. Completely agree. Even smarter than Logan, if not as ruthless. Ooh, interesting. And when this happens, Shiv won't be daddy's little girl anymore. And she won't mess it up like the drug binge like her other brothers. Wow. Shiv will eventually, wait for it, Shiv her own father in her golden prison. Wow. Hashtag Shiv drop. Awesome comment from Barney Barn. Love it. Cannot wait to hear what you guys think of that. Again, comment below at Ryan Nilsen. Thank you guys for tuning in and going to the wide. See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.